Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Tuesday, March the 19th, and stocks are mixed as investors wait for the Fed announcement tomorrow. They start meeting today, decision tomorrow. No expected cut, but they'll give indications on how many they think they might get in 2024. Best bet right now is three, starting maybe in June. Meanwhile, the AI craze is still hot, but NVIDIA seems to have lost some enthusiasm over its next generation AI chip and processors. Stock is off about $3 and taking most of the other chip makers down with it. ARM and Marvel down 3%, AMD down 5%, Intel down 1%. And speaking of Intel and the Dow, it is actually doing quite well. The Dow up 292 points. At 39,082, with just five stocks lower here this morning. Meanwhile, the other 25 are up, led by McDonald's, Home Depot, and Goldman Sachs. As for the S&P and NASDAQ, well, the Mag 7, we've got a split with half the names up and half the names down. I know there's seven, but I throw in Tesla just for historical purposes. That makes it eight. In Canada, we caught a bounce as most subsectors are rising, with just gold and materials lower here this morning. Energy, consumer staples, utilities are taking the lead. Gold, by the way, down $6. It's now trading at $21.79 an ounce. Copper down 5 cents at $4.07. Crude oil up 56 cents at $82.72. A barrel. Natural gas up 2 pennies at $1.86. Explains why energy is the top performing sector. And the TSX up a modest 91 points at 21,929. We also should point out that the rally is due in part to a surprise drop in monthly inflation. Canada's CPI dropped from 3.1 in January to 2.8%, leading to speculation central bankers are going to get ready to cut. So no surprise, telecom and utilities are also rallying as they are interest sensitives. In Europe, modest gains today, erasing earlier losses overnight. Germany up 54, France up 52, London up 15. Hong Kong down 207, Tokyo rallying 263, Bank of Japan is basically ending its zero interest rate policy the first time in decades. People take that as a basic positive for the overall performance of their markets. As for bonds, speaking of interest rates, 10-year U.S. Treasuries, you know, they're in a holding pattern until we get the announcement tomorrow, still up 20 cents, yielding 4.3%. Canadian T-bills or T-bonds are up 59 cents, yielding 3.52. As speculation builds for a rate cut real soon. As for the loonie this morning, it's off 17 basis points, 73.71 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for US dollar, $1.47 for the euro, $1.72 for the British pound. And he happened to be tracking Bitcoin. It's dropped 3% overnight, last seen at 64,973 US. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.